I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Thanks, MK, and top of the morning to you, East Texas. We thank you for joining us on this Tuesday. It is April the 16th. Jeff Rourke here with Melissa Kaiser, and we're glad to be keeping you company this morning. As always, we're going to be bringing you all the latest in local, state, and national news, updating you on the world of sports. We got Astros, we got Rangers, WNBA draft, Olympic news, and a whole lot more. And of course, we have a complete weather forecast for you from KETK meteorologist Andrew Sam. But he's coming to you next. We're glad you're with us this morning. KTBB News Time 7:06.
Do you get sinus infections, congestion, sinus pressure and pain, sinus headaches? You've gone to the doctor. You visit urgent care over and over again. And it's always the same thing, right? Oh, I know. Let's try antibiotics and some nasal sprays. But the infections just keep coming back. You may suffer with chronic sinus infections. The good news, relief is possible. How? A minimally invasive procedure done in the office of East Texas Sinus Center called balloon sinuplasty. Imagine the relief of not having to deal with your chronic sinus infections. Set an appointment today with East Texas Sinus Center and find out if balloon sinuplasty is the solution for you. Call 903-215-8578. 903-215-8578. That's 903-215-8578.
This is Linda.
Hi.
Linda loves dogs and dreams of having a nice backyard where she can play with her dog.
Fetch, boy.
But she lives in an apartment with no dogs allowed. So she talks to a Southside Bank lender who guides her to a mortgage she can afford. She buys a house with a nice backyard and gets her dog. At Southside Bank, your story matters. Learn more at Southside.com. Southside Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You won't believe your ears at the upcoming concert by Vuktiv. This 11-member vocal ensemble brings incredible harmonies to Disney and Broadway favorites. Sponsored by Rob and Raquel Carpenter. Don't miss Vuktiv, performing Disney and Broadway favorites Thursday, April 18th. Get your family's tickets now. CowanCenter.org.
Don't miss the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Oil Palace. Browse a huge display of hot tubs, cold therapy tubs, swim spas, and portable buildings at up to 50% off. That's the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Oil Palace. Visit HotTubTX.com.
KTBB News Time 7:08. What's the weather going to do today? Let's find out now from KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
We are going to see mostly cloudy skies for our day on Tuesday with a chance for some scattered showers and a few rumbles of thunder out there. Severe weather now looks unlikely for our day on Tuesday, but can't rule out a stronger thunderstorm with wind gusts as high as about 50 miles per hour and perhaps some pocket change hail. We are going to see those high temperatures climbing into the lower 80s today under mostly cloudy skies with winds out of the south at 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 30 miles per hour at times, so will be a bit breezy for our day today. For tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy skies with a chance of an isolated shower too early, maybe a rumble of thunder as well. Temperatures drop down to the lower 70s overnight with a south wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 25 miles per hour at times. For the day on Wednesday, we are going to stay dry with mostly cloudy skies with high temperatures climbing into the middle 80s. Winds out of the south on our Wednesday at around 10 miles per hour. Storm chances to return again for our day on Thursday. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
Thanks, Andrew. 71 degrees over Texas College, 70 degrees over Longview University Center, and 71 at KTBB. The headlines coming up next, KTBB News Time, 7:10.
Well, the potentially bitter cold days of winter are behind us, together with their potential impact on the power grid. Hi, it's Paul Gleiser. But that only means that spring storm season is at hand, along with the inevitable downed power lines. All to say that the power is going to fail at your place sooner or later, and there you will sit in stuffy, uncomfortable, unproductive darkness. That is, unless you have a Generac automatic standby generator from Generator Super Center in Tyler. With a Generac automatic standby generator, power failures are just no big deal. Your lights and air conditioning stay on, and your life goes on. Generator Super Center can design and install a Generac automatic standby generator system just like ours here at KTBB, and they can help you pay for it with easy, affordable financing. It's no wonder, then, that Generator Supercenter is the number one Generac generator dealer in the nation. Generator Supercenter is on the Southwest Loop in Tyler, and they're online at GeneratorSupercenter.com. The nation's number one Generac generator dealer, Generator Supercenter.
Sitting outdoors gives you light and a view of your landscape. Sitting indoors gives you the comfort of heating and cooling. Sitting in a sunroom built by Bullard Siding gives you both.
It's almost hard to explain what a difference in your life a sunroom can make.
Chris Chambliss, owner of Bullard Siding.
Because you're really taking that space that's really only usable for a few months out of the year, and you're really making it where you can use it year-round.
A sunroom built by Bullard Siding will quickly become your favorite part of coming home.
It gives you a way to enjoy your backyard without actually being outside, without having a fight with the weather. You get the view of the backyard. It's a very easy way to add on to a house. A lot of people will use a sunroom essentially as a living room.
A Bullard Siding sunroom is built to a higher standard of excellence. Bullard Siding, the most experienced home improvement company in East Texas. See them online at BullardSiding.com. BullardSiding.com.
Hi, I'm Bert Newts with Athens Tractor and Equipment, your elite Kubota dealer. It's Kubota Orange Days, your golden opportunity to score a deal that will make your neighbors extremely envious. Shop the year's best selection of Kubota tractors, zero-turn mowers, and utility vehicles, including the number one selling compact tractor in the USA, and get the year's best deals like 0% APR for 84 months or up to $3,300 off on the L3302 tractor. That's at Athens Tractor or online at AthensTractor.com. Now through June 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
KTBB News Time 712. It is 69 degrees now in Tyler, 70 degrees in Longview, and we're glad you're with us on this Tuesday morning, East Texas. Melissa, what's ahead in news?
Shares have skidded in Europe and Asia following a slump on Wall Street after a report showed American shoppers spent more at retailers last month than expected. Oil prices in U.S. futures fell. Still not clear how Israel will respond to Iran's weekend attack. Police say a knife attack at a church in Australia was an act of terrorism. Day two of former President Trump's hush money trial gets underway in New York City this morning. No jurors were selected on the first day of the trial. A criminal investigation has been launched into the cargo vessel that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. And the Supreme Court says Idaho can enforce its law against transgender-related health care for minors. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Sports coming to you next. KTBB News Time 713.
Well, you know, they're indicting people for anything these days, but one thing they'll never indict me for is having a terrible kitchen. Don't get indicted for having a terrible kitchen. I've got the greatest kitchen because DeVille Kitchens, I've known them for a long time, fantastic people. They made my kitchen great again, and they're here to make your kitchen great again as well. Ask yourself if a jury of your peers would convict you for having a horrible kitchen. They probably would if DeVille Kitchens didn't do the work for you, but they'll do such a fantastic job. And if you go to their Facebook, you'll see mugshots, I call them mugshots, of some of the greatest kitchens in the history of the world. It's all over their Facebook, DeVille Kitchens, the beautiful kitchens that they've created, you know, beautiful mugshots on there. They're located on Loop 281 in Longview, Texas, DeVille Kitchens. They will make your kitchen great again, believe me.
You opened the entryway door too quickly, and now there's an ugly hole in the wall.
The ice maker line leaked and ruined the wall behind the refrigerator.
Your daughter finally moved out for a place of her own, and it's time to repaint her bedroom.
You're completely redoing the master bath.
All these projects need a paint and drywall expert.
That's when you call Brian Young Paint and Drywall Repair at paintbybrian.com.
Your family doctor can probably set your broken arm,
but an orthopedic specialist will do it better.
The same is true for paint and drywall. Yes, a handyman can probably do it,
but a specialist like Brian Young will do it better.
Which means that in the end, it'll be less expensive and you'll be happier with the result.
Repair, remodel, refresh.
For paint and drywall done by a specialist and done right, East Texans call Brian Young.
Nearly 50 years serving East Texas.
Online at paintbybrian, BRYAN.com.
Paintbybrian.com.
Paintbybrian.com.
Do you have people knocking on your door trying to say your roof is damaged? Let Cables Roofing give you honest advice. Call with confidence. Call Cables. CablesRoofing.com.
KTBB News Time, 7:15, 69 degrees. Time now for sports, sponsored by Montrose Concrete, montroseconcrete.com. The Olympic torch on the move.
No other sports event begins like this. An actor playing a high priestess uses the sun and a mirror to light a fire that should burn for months to come. It's a ceremony steeped in tradition and takes place in Greece at the birthplace of the ancient Olympics. Rowing champion Stefanos Intouskos has the honour of being the first to carry the torch during the 11-day Greek leg of the relay. The flame will then make its way by sea to the French port of Marseille. 10,000 torchbearers will spend more than 2 months touring the host nation. The relay ends in Paris on July 26th.
Jonathan Savage with that report. Meanwhile, organizers working out the plans for the Olympics opening ceremony just in case of any security issues.
President Emmanuel Macron says they need to be flexible.
We analyze the situation in real time. So we have a ceremony. To be transparent, we're preparing a ceremony that would be limited to the Trocadero, for example, and so we wouldn't be doing the whole Seine River.
Speaking through an interpreter, he said he's confident that the ceremony on the banks of the River Seine, where 160 boats will sail for nearly 4 miles in front of a ton of fans, will be a success. But he says, if need be, they could switch to a more restricted ceremony in the square facing the Eiffel Tower or move the event indoors.
CJ Papa with that story. In the WNBA draft, the top pick went as expected.
With the first pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark, University of Iowa.
Clark said that she's planning to be herself and have fun, and the rest will take care of itself. Jackie Robinson Day on the big league diamond yesterday, and it was a pitcher's duel as the Rangers visited the Tigers. Detroit's Reese Olsen taking on new Texas call-up Michael Lorenzen, who tossed 5 innings of shutout ball, allowing just 3 hits and fanning 4. The Texas bats quiet, but did enough.
And Semien bounces it left side of the infield. They'll go to second base for one out. On to first, not in time. Good hustle by Semien to beat it out. He picks up the RBI, and the Rangers get that first run tonight.
The Rangers bullpen held, and the defense used multiple double plays to shut out the Tigers 1-0. Meanwhile, the Astros hosted the Braves. Alex Bregman drove in Kyle Tucker to put Houston up early, but it got ugly after that. Runs coming off an error and a hit batter. Spencer Arrighetti did a solid job on the hill for Houston, but the bullpen allowed a 4-run ninth. And Atlanta took the opener 6-1. Your money now is next. KTBB News Time, 7:18.
The word concrete has come to stand for a lot more than just the product used to build roads, bridges, walls, and buildings. If something's set in concrete, you think solid, safe, and stable. Hi, Bill Coates. At Montrose Concrete, this material becomes an art. They solved a drainage issue at my home. At your home, Montrose Concrete can shape, design, and color this versatile product to fit your lifestyle, driveways, patios, decorative walls, floors, pool decks, and much more. Your imagination is really the only limit. Montrose Concrete is over 40 years experience. They are a licensed and bonded master craftsman, creating functional and aesthetic solutions for and including projects like residential, commercial concrete, light industrial, concrete restoration and repair. Concrete lasts longer and looks spectacular. See their gallery on Facebook at Montrose Concrete Inc. or montroseconcrete.com. MONTROSE concrete.com. Montrose Concrete.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't renew your auto and homeowners insurance until you call me. Jim Tolman Insurance, 509-1300. At Jim Tolman Insurance, we'll go to work for you. And we shop companies you know and trust. We're on the loop behind Chuck E. Cheese. And on the web, JimTolmanInsurance.com. You do have a choice. Jim Tolman Insurance, 509-1300. Where saving you money is our number one goal.
An independent agent like Jim Tolman offers many companies like Safeco, Travelers, and Progressive to shop for the best available rate and save you money all the time. Since 2002, East Texans have trusted Jim Tolman for home, auto, boat, commercial, and motorcycle insurance. Call 509-1300. That's 509-1300. Jim's office is on the South Loop and Tyler behind Chuck E. Cheese and on the web at JimTomanInsurance.com. Jim Tolman Insurance. Jim, T-O-M-A-N, Insurance.com.
Your Money Now is coming up next, brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company. KTBB News Time, 720.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Americans have a new number in mind when it comes to retirement. New research from Northwestern Mutual says the average American believes they need nearly $1.5 million saved to live comfortably in retirement due to inflation and higher prices. That number is up roughly 53% since 2020, when Americans predicted they needed about $950,000 for retirement. Peloton has quietly removed the unlimited free membership tier for its app less than a year after it debuted. The fitness company, known for its bike and tread, offered the free membership tier to bring in new customers, but it was failing to convert users into paid subscribers. People who signed up for the company's unlimited free membership before it was removed will continue to have access to it. Futures are slightly higher. Monday, the Dow Industrials dropped 248. The Nasdaq down 290. That's Your Money Now.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
License number 4214C.
Troy Dasmill here from AC Contractors with one of my do-it-right guys, Ace.
Hey, bada-bada-bada, swing, bada!
Now what?
Spring training season, Mr. D.
Oh.
Some folks may call baseball players the boys of summer, but I think that title should go to us do-it-right guys.
Well, you have spent the last few months gearing up for the hot weather season.
Go ahead and quiz me, Mr. D.
What's the job of an air conditioning compressor?
The main job of the compressor is to circulate both energy and refrigerant to other parts of the AC condenser unit, replacing the warmer air and removing heat from the home.
Very good. But there's more to being a do-it-right guy than memorizing manuals. You know that, Ace.
Sure, Mr. D. But sometimes you gotta showboat a little when someone throws you a softball like that.
Softball? Ouch.
When hot weather hits,
AC Contractors is ready.
Go ahead and book your preseason tune-up and let us hit it out of the park. Just $89. 800-287-0715.
Or book online at accontractors.com.
Who we are is what we do. We're AC. AC Contractors.
KTBB News Time, 7:23, 69 degrees in Tyler, 70 in Longview.
House Republican impeachment managers are set to send the Senate articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer addressing the chamber ahead of the House delivering the articles of impeachment against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
As I've said repeatedly, impeachment should never be used to settle a policy disagreement. That would set a horrible precedent for the Congress.
Adding,
we are ready to go whenever the House sends us the articles.
GOP Senator Roger Marshall tells Fox Business's The Evening Edit the Democratic leader will dismiss the charges and Republicans' calls for a trial.
This topic is so toxic that they don't want to have a trial. So he's planning on tabling it.
The GOP-led House, which impeached Mayorkas, claims he willingly failed to secure the border. Democrats argue it's all political.
Kristen Goodwin reporting two Colorado counties are suing the state and its governor over sanctuary state policies.
The lawsuit filed by El Paso and Douglas counties targets a 2023 law that restricts the ability of state and local governments from making agreements with federal immigration officials over the detention of immigrants who are staying in the country illegally. Current Colorado laws also prevent state judicial officials from sharing information with federal immigration officials. The lawsuit said the two laws are illegal and unconstitutional. The Douglas County Commissioner said Monday other counties are potentially interested in joining the lawsuit. Governor Jared Polis has not commented on the suit.
And that's Ted Linder reporting. Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller will be visiting the Texas Panhandle region today and tomorrow. He'll meet with local farmers, ranchers, and ag stakeholders.
His office says the visit provides
an opportunity for Commissioner Miller to engage with members of the agricultural community who have been deeply affected by the Texas Panhandle wildfires, discuss pressing recovery efforts, and learn more about the challenges and opportunities facing the region's agricultural industry in the wake of the wildfires. The fires killed two people and thousands of livestock and burned more than 1 million acres. During his time in the Texas Panhandle, Commissioner Miller will tour ranches in Canadian, Miami, and Pampa, including Cook Farm and Cattle Company, Indian Mound Ranch, Chisholm Ranch, and the Canadian Livestock Supply Point.
Steve Randall reporting, rapper Travis Scott is hoping a Texas judge will dismiss him from a lawsuit over the deadly 2021 AstroWorld Festival in Houston.
Lawyers for Travis Scott in court arguing he should be dismissed from a civil lawsuit filed by families of victims of the 2021 music festival, founded and headlined by Scott. A crowd surge at the concert left 10 dead and hundreds injured. Scott claims he had no role in providing security or crowd management at the festival put on by Live Nation. Last week, Judge Kristen Hawkins dropped singer Drake from the lawsuit. A Harris County grand jury declined to indict Scott on criminal charges last summer.
Chris Fox reporting from the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser, KTBB News Time 726.
Wait till they have a problem. That's the mistake people make. They wait till they have a problem and then they want to fix it.
That's Joey Ridgel, owner of Joey Ridgel Septic and Sanitation.
You don't want it backing up in your house and you don't want it surfacing out in the yard. Either one of those is not a good situation for you or the environment.
When Joey Ridgel Septic and Sanitation maintains your septic system, you'll enjoy peace of mind and the very best customer service.
We're going to take care of you like nobody else does. We're going to know your septic system inside and out, backwards and forwards. We're going to know the history. We're going to build a file. The personnel in the office are going to take care of you. Somebody is going to answer the phone. There is a live person that's going to answer the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If it has to do with a septic system, we want you to call Joey Ridgel Septic.
For septic system design, installation, and maintenance, count on Joey Ridgel Septic and Sanitation. Joey Ridgel Septic and Sanitation, East Texas number one septic service company. Online at RIDGLESeptic.com. Joey Ridgel Septic and Sanitation.
Not everyone with a real estate license is a realtor.
A realtor is a member of the National Association of Realtors.
Shannon Franzen is a local real estate professional and a member of the Greater Tyler Association of Realtors.
We represent our clients above ourselves.
Realtors are real estate agents that are bound by the highest ethical standards.
If a client doesn't know the market, you go to their house and they say, if I got an offer of $150,000, I would take it right now. And you know that that house is worth $250,000. I am legally bound to explain to you what your house is actually worth, not to go to my car and call my investor friend and say, oh, look, I've got somebody that'll sell for this much.
There's the easy thing, and then there's the right thing. You can count on a member of the Greater Tyler Association of Realtors to do the right thing. Selling a home or buying a home, you can expect a better transaction when you have a local expert realtor on your side. To learn more and to find a realtor, visit GTAR.com, the Greater Tyler Association of Realtors. GTAR.com.
Brandon Bannister, why the long face?
The girls call me a tech goober. Said I'm getting old.
Oh, sweetie, they're just being teenagers. But? Took some convincing for you to give up that flip phone.
Brandy, that was a long time ago.
Plus, you are a plumber by trade.
Hey, now, plumbing's pretty progressive. I mean, just consider Bannister's pipe repair and rejuvenation.
Relining your broke down pipes without digging is pretty technologically advanced. I'll give you that.
Technology, it's a wonderful thing.
BannisterPlumbing.com.
Guess what time it is? It's time to plan your summer fun at Splash Kingdom Water Park, where you'll have more time for fun, family, friends, thrills, chills, and more. More time for everything. Visit any one of our four parks in Canton, Greenville, Hudson Oaks, or Nacogdoches, where you'll find shorter lines and less wait times so you can do the things you came for. Make time to get your season passes now at splashkingdom.fun. Plan your summer fun now at splashkingdom.fun. Opens May 25th.
KTBB News Time, 729, 69 degrees. Melissa, what do you have on the other side of the news?
Well, it's not every day a car flies through the air and lands inside a house. Ooh. And it's even less common that it's captured on video, but here we are. According to TMZ via Storyful, the wild crash was one heck of a wake-up call going down at 6:30 a.m. in Jurupa Valley, California. And doorbell video shows a black sedan flying high above two parked pickup trucks before crashing
machine into the side of a house. Now, the video shows the sedan speeding quickly through the residential area before hitting a curb, which results in the car getting some serious air, and then it smashes through the garage door. It finally comes to rest on top of one of the pickup trucks. Now, Richard Hernandez, who shared the doorbell cam footage, told Storyful the driver lost control after trying to make a left-hand turn at a high speed, resulting in the catastrophe. The Riverside County Fire Department told the outlet first responders arrived at the scene not long after the crash, and the driver was able to safely exit their vehicle before being taken to the hospital. While the collision caused major damage to the home, the driver reportedly walked away with minor to moderate injuries. Thankfully, no residents from the home were injured in the crash. Lots to discuss at the next neighborhood potluck for sure.
Channeling the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, so good. News brought to you by Gray's Home Fashion Gallery. Let your personal elegance speak through the rooms of your home. Visit graystyler.com. Let them showcase your style. It's 69 degrees at 7:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The House is sending articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate today. House Speaker Mike Johnson on Fox.
Desperate times call for desperate measures, and Secretary Mayorkas is, in my view, the worst cabinet secretary that has ever served in the history of the United States.
He's accused of not enforcing immigration law and lying to Congress about the state of border security. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer could move to dismiss the charges that Democrats call a political stunt. The Supreme Court hears arguments today over whether a federal obstruction law is being properly used in Capitol riot cases.
More than 300 people are facing the same obstruction charge over their alleged actions on January 6. The case could have implications on former President Trump's legal case in Washington over his alleged actions to overturn the 2020 election results.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. More prospective jurors for former President Trump's criminal trial in New York are being questioned today. Nobody's chosen yet. America's listening to Fox News.
KTVB News Time, 7:31, temperature 69 degrees.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, are you feeling the impact of the recent changes in the timeshare industry? My friends at Lone Star Transfer are the only company I trust to help you. For more than a decade, they have successfully helped over 20,000 owners get out of their timeshare. With an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau, customer service is their priority. For a free consultation and a guaranteed solution, 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. On this Tuesday, years ago, while working at Fox News, I told the audience that major media outlets like the Washington Post and New York Times and most network news outlets would not tolerate conservative thought. My imagery was that any employee wearing a MAGA hat, for example, even on private time, would be banished. Subsequently, we have seen that play out in many left-wing companies. The latest is National Public Radio, where a former executive writes that a liberal bias is consistently enforced. NPR CEO Catherine Marr once tweeted that, quote, Donald Trump is a racist and was openly sympathetic to the violent rioting after George Floyd's death. Now, consider that NPR and its TV cousin PBS have convoluted access to about $500 million yearly from American taxpayers, and you have a huge scandal. One footnote, in my 20 years plus at Fox News, I never saw employees punished for liberal beliefs. In fact, people like Alan Colmes, Juan Williams, Shepard Smith prospered. The executive producer of The O'Reilly Factor is a proud Democrat. That has never happened at the liberal news organizations. You either fall into line or work elsewhere. Maybe Frontline could do a report on it. Back after this. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, listen up. CarShield is a low-cost monthly vehicle protection plan now available to you. This protection plan is at an all-time low price. Please call 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate today will also receive free roadside assistance and towing at no additional cost. That is 800-925-7584. 84 right now. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
For backyard barbecues, for movie nights, for lazy Saturdays and busy Mondays, for homegrown tomatoes, and even sweet 16s. So whether it's your first or forever home, at Austin Bank, we're not just for you. We're with you. Austin Bank, with you for good. Visit austinbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Don't miss the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Oil Palace in Tyler. Browse over 40 hot tubs from 5 major brands at up to 50% off. Financing is available and admission is free. That's this weekend at the Oil Palace in Tyler. Visit hottubtx.com or call 1-800-SPA-SALE.
KTBB News Time, 7:35, 69 degrees in Tyler, 70 degrees in Longview. Time for the news with Melissa Kaiser.
No traffic issues reported along I-20 between Dallas and Shreveport. It's Work Zone Awareness Week.
And last year, Texas saw an uptick in work zone crashes. At TxDOT's Michael Turan says crashes in work zones can be deadly.
Of the 190 people killed in work zone crashes in 2023, 77% were drivers or their passengers. Speeding, driver inattention, and unsafe lane changes are the top three factors in work zone crashes.
Failure to slow down could cost you $1,250 for first offense, and if you hurt someone, you could face a $4,000 fine and possible jail time.
Steve Randall reporting. The Smith County Sheriff's Office announces a breakthrough in a cold case investigation dating back to 1985.
Sheriff Larry Smith says he will release their new findings later today, and details are very limited, but here's what we do know. Back in 1985, skeletal remains were found off of Interstate 20 at the time, investigators believed the victim was female, but they were unable to identify her. Throughout the investigation, the woman was referred to as a Jane Doe. The Smith County Sheriff's Office will hold a briefing alongside the original investigator assigned to this case. They plan to release the victim's identity and begin their next steps in this investigation.
Our news partner, KETK's Annabelle Tuggle. The Department of Public Safety has released the identity of the person who died after a stolen semi crashed into the Brenham driver's license office Friday.
78-year-old Bobby Huff, whose hometown was not released by DPS, was among 14 people and one of the undisclosed number of customers who were inside the building. Two others remain hospitalized in critical condition. DPS has not disclosed whether they are employees or customers. The driver of the semis in the Washington County jail in lieu of bonds totaling $2 million. 42-year-old Clenard Parker of Chapel Hill booked on charges of three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, evading arrest, causing serious bodily injury, and unauthorized use of a motor vehicle.
Bill Oliver reporting. The Supreme Court will hear a major January 6th case.
Joseph Fisher claims he was only inside the U.S. Capitol during the events of January 6th for a short amount of time, but faced multiple charges. The Supreme Court will hear arguments today as Fisher is challenging his convictions for corruptly obstructing official proceedings. It's a law passed in 2002 in response to the Enron financial meltdown, and according to the DOJ, more than 300 people are facing the same obstruction charge over their alleged actions on January 6. The case could have implications on former President Trump's legal case in Washington, where he's facing an obstruction charge over his alleged actions to overturn the 2020 election results.
Ryan Schmelz reporting. Federal regulations published this week say workers are entitled to time off for abortions.
Congress passed the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act in 2022 with robust bipartisan support. But the EEOC later sparked controversy when it included abortions in its draft rules. Those rules, now finalized, mean workers can ask for time off to get an abortion and recover from one. The rules also cover other pregnancy issues like miscarriage, stillbirth, and lactation.
Carmen Roberts reporting from the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Anything can happen in 24 hours. Be back tomorrow morning for the latest news and weather on your way to work. Your only local news radio, 97.5 FM, KTBB, and KTBB.com.
Folks, stay tuned for a complete forecast. Coming up next, KTBB News Time, 7:39.
Texas Document Solutions.
Granite Division has had sharp copier printers from Texas Document Solutions for over 5 years. Why? Listen to owner David McCall.
The technology's been very reliable, and if there's any maintenance issues, they're always out here immediately, get it fixed.
Plus, with Texas Document Solutions, you have a program that simplifies your document imaging costs.
Yeah, and they've got a fixed rate every month, so I know what I'm going to pay.
One low monthly invoice that includes your sharp copier, printers, supplies, and service, saving your business money.
I found it to be a very good value for us.
Texas Document Solutions, better document imaging technology, better service, more value.
The copier's been one of the least problematic issues that I've had with this business.
Texas Document Solutions. No hassles, no problems. Call 903-509-9900. 903-509-9900.
Texas Document Solutions.
903-509-9900.
Sometimes at your home, you need protection from the sun. Sometimes you need to see the sky. Retractable awnings offer you both.
We've decided to bring in a sister product to our retractable screen shades.
AM/PM window coverings owner, Alan Meredith.
The Karate retractable awnings. They're awesome products. They allow you to have shade when you need it and retract when you don't.
In the end, quality is what matters most.
It's an Italian manufacturer, so it'd be the very high-end, high-quality product, European commercial grade. Built here in Dallas, designed in Italy.
AM/PM Window Coverings offers the best blinds at the lowest prices every day, and they stand behind what they sell. AM/PM Window Coverings is independent and locally owned. They're on Highway 69, south of Toll 49 in Tyler. They're online at ampmwindowcoverings.com. ampmwindowcoverings.com.
KTBB News Time, 7:41. Good Tuesday morning to you, East Texas. Let's take a look at our weather forecast now with KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
We are going to see mostly cloudy skies for our day on Tuesday, with a chance for some scattered showers and a few rumbles of thunder throughout the day. Severe weather now looks unlikely for our day on Tuesday. We'll see those high temperatures climbing into the lower 80s out there, with a south wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 30 miles per hour at times. Outside of any thunderstorms, some storms could contain wind gusts up to about 50 miles per hour in the strongest storms. For tonight, we are going to see mostly cloudy skies with isolated showers and maybe a rumble of thunder early on. Otherwise, we are dry tonight, but humid. Winds out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 25 miles per hour at times. We'll see those temperatures drop down to the lower 70s Wednesday morning. For the day on Wednesday, we'll see mostly cloudy skies. Should remain dry for the day on Wednesday, with high temperatures climbing into the mid-80s. We'll get winds out of the south at around 10 miles per hour, so still a breeze, but less windy for Wednesday. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
Thanks, Andrew. 70 degrees over Kilgore College, 69 degrees over TJC, and 69 at KTBB. Texas Tuesday Trivia is next. A sweet place to live today. KTBB News Time, 7:43.
We all know how unpredictable and sometimes scary East Texas weather can be. Nothing we can do about that. But rural East Texans can be prepared with propane from Gas and Supply. Propane is safe, efficient, clean, and less expensive. Most of all, you can count on it even in bad weather. Gas and Supply in Tyler, Longview, Mineola, Jacksonville, Henderson, Campbell, and Canton. But that's not all. Gas and Supply is the East Texas welding headquarters. It's the best stop for all equipment and supplies. And here's one of the best propane services at Gas and Supply. They save you money. How? Because Gas and Supply refills by the gallon and not the cylinder. You buy what you need. Think propane and remember American and family-owned Gas and Supply to keep your rural home or business running in all East Texas weather conditions. Gas and Supply for propane, welding supplies, and now hand tools, hardware, and more in 7 East Texas cities and on the web at gasandsupply.com. That's gasandsupply.com.
Hey, are you feeling the impact of the recent changes in the timeshare industry? Well, my friends at Lone Star Transfer, they are the only company I trust to help you. Now, they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and they have thousands of five-star reviews. Now, their customer service is their top priority. Now, for a free consultation and a guaranteed solution, call now at 833-594-0075. That's 833-594-0075. On the web, it's LoneStarTransferOneWord.com.
Do you have a great job? Do you want one? Here at Cables Roofing, we're looking for hardworking, honest people to join our growing team. Call with confidence. Call Cables. CablesRoofing.com.
KTBB News Time, 744, 69 degrees in Tyler, 70 degrees in Longview. Time now for Texas Tuesday Trivia, brought to you by Pascal Health Insurance. You can win a free gift card from Torchy's Tacos, one winner per household every 60 days. We are looking for the first caller with the right answer. 903-593-5822. That's the number. 903-593-5822. And here is the question. Which Texas city was named for its sugarcane production? Which Texas city was named for its sugarcane production? We're ready for your call. Good luck. And taking a look now at sports, no surprise at the top of the WNBA draft yesterday.
Caitlin Clark won't be heading all that far from Iowa. The Indiana Fever selected Clark with the number one pick of the draft on Monday after four spectacular seasons at the University of Iowa.
I've dreamed of this moment since I was in second grade, and it's taken a lot of hard work, a lot of ups and downs, but more than anything, just trying to soak it in.
That was courtesy of ESPN. The last 2 years have been all about Clark in women's college basketball, as she led the Hawkeyes to back-to-back national championship game appearances and became the NCAA's all-time leading scorer. Her presence shined a light on the women's game, allowing for the title matchup between Iowa and South Carolina to outdraw the men's final for the first time. The Fever went 13-27 last season.
Joe Morgan there. Here's a look at the results from yesterday's Boston Marathon.
Two Kenyans were in line to continue winning ways at the 128th Boston Marathon. One prevailed. Helen O'Beery, a two-time Olympic medalist who won the Boston and New York Marathons last year, won in Boston Monday. She finished 26.2 miles in 2 hours, 22 minutes, 37 seconds. The men's division was not won by Kenyan Evans Shebet, who had won in Boston each of the last 2 years. He finished third, just over a minute behind the winner, 33-year-old Cisse Lema from Ethiopia, who won in wire-to-wire fashion. Marcel Hug of Switzerland, who 7 years ago made a wrong turn near the finish line that cost him a victory, was a winner Monday in the men's wheelchair division. For the seventh time in Boston, broke his own course record. Eden Rainbow Cooper won the women's wheelchair race.
That's Jared Max. The Rangers were in Detroit facing the Tigers on Jackie Robinson Day. Marcus Semien drove in Jonah Heim in the fifth for the only Texas run, and the Rangers leaned on solid pitching and strong defense.
Canna bounces it shortstop. Underhand to second, one on the first. Double play, and the inning is over. Third double play tonight.
New pitcher Michael Lorenzen did give up 5 free passes, but allowed just 3 hits over 5 innings of work and no runs. The Rangers bullpen held the 1-0 shutout. Skipper Bruce Bochy said that he's happy with the win, but they need to get the bats going. In Houston, the Braves were in town facing Astros starter Spencer Arrighetti. He went 4 innings, striking out 5 and giving up 4 hits. After an Alex Bregman hit drove in Kyle Tucker and put the Stros up early, an error and a hit batter with the bases loaded gave the lead to Atlanta. A 4-run ninth put it away, the Braves taking the 6-1 win. Your Money Now is next. KTBB News Time, 747.
I'm with Annetta Carter of Magnolia Financial Strategies and host of The Retirement Message here on KTBB every Saturday at 2 and Sundays at noon. Annetta, it's looking more and more like a recession could be upon us. If someone is near or already in retirement, are there any steps they can take to put themselves in a better position?
Yeah, Jerry, you know there is. And, you know, we worked so hard to accumulate our retirement income. So protecting that retirement income becomes very important to us when we get closer to retirement. And generating income that doesn't depend on the volatility of the stock market or the national economy is very attractive to a lot of people that are in that position getting ready to retire. So it's important to get a better understanding of your complete financial picture for retirement. And so what we do is we actually give people the opportunity to come in and sit down with us and see how they would best meet their retirement income goals. Now, we have people that tell us they want a certain income at a certain date, and we can actually tell them what lump sum they would need to get to that income, and that's a guaranteed number. So if you have retirement income sources such as Social Security or maybe a pension or maybe some rental income, you may want to generate an additional source of guaranteed income. And that's what we do here at Magnolia Financial Strategies. And we can help you determine whether or not that's right for you if you give us a call.
Call now to schedule a complimentary retirement review with Annetta Carter. She can show you how to protect your hard-earned savings and build an income plan for retirement. Call 903-287-7017. That's 903-287-7017, or visit her website at magnoliafinancialstrategies.com. And listen to The Retirement Message every Saturday at 2 and Sundays at noon here on KTBB.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, offered through Annetta Carter, Texas license number 1025102.
Jason McCrary of Tyler taking home a free gift card from Torchy's Tacos, courtesy of Pascal Health Insurance on Texas Tuesday Trivia. All right, so which Texas city was named for its sugarcane production? No surprise here. Sugarland, Texas, located in Fort Bend County, part of the large metro area that includes Houston and the Woodlands. It began as Oakland Plantation in the early 19th century. Its location in Abrazos River floodplain made it ideal for growing sugarcane. It was later renamed Sugarland, and several plantations combined into the Imperial Sugar Company. Now, Sugarland was a company town for decades. In fact, the Imperial Sugar logo is part of the city seal even today. Your Money Now is coming up next, brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, texasmutual.com. 70 degrees in Longview, 69 in Tyler, KTBB News Time, 7:50.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Shares of Trump Media have plunged more than 18% after the company disclosed plans that would allow existing investors to exercise stock warrants. The dramatic slide comes as Donald Trump heads to a Manhattan court to resume jury selection for his hush money criminal trial. Trump is the majority stakeholder in Trump Media, which created the Truth Social app and trades under the stock ticker DJT on the NASDAQ. Microsoft will invest $1.5 billion into G42, an artificial intelligence firm based in the United Arab Emirates, as the tech giant looks to strengthen its position in technology. G42 will run its AI applications and services on the Microsoft Azure cloud service, as well as deploy Microsoft's cloud offerings. Microsoft President Brad Smith will join the board of directors of G42. Futures are moderately higher. Monday, the Dow Industrials dropped 248. That's Your Money Now.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hi folks, I'm Bill with Pascal Health Insurance. My plans are good for any doctor or hospital, small copay for an office visit, no referral for a specialist, and here's the best part, no deductibles and the premiums are affordable. Now isn't that nice? For details, visit us online at AmericanHealthPro.com or just call 903-920-6822. Pascal Health Insurance, common sense, common ground, common courtesy. That's how we roll.
It doesn't happen often, and it won't last long. It's the every once in a while hail sale at Tyler Ford. Small dents mean big savings for you. Our dedicated repair teams have been busy making repairs to all our hail damaged vehicles, so you can't tell anything's ever happened. We have already fixed them, but you still save. No need to find someone on the street corner to repair your vehicle or drive with dings. You won't see the damage, but you will certainly see the savings going on right now at Tyler Ford.
KTBB News Time, 7:53, 70 degrees in Longview, 69 degrees in Tyler. Folks, he is our representative in Congress here at Texas District 1. He is Congressman Nathaniel Moran, and he stopped by the KTBB studios earlier. Here's part of our conversation. Congressman Moran, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
My pleasure, Jeff. Good to see you this Tuesday morning.
Let's talk a little foreign policy, specifically Iran. Obviously no ally of the U.S. Always some tension between our two countries. With the recent bombings and drone attacks, suddenly the prospect of war with Iran is becoming all too real. Is there a scenario where you see us sending troops to face Iran, and would you support that? Vote for it.
Well, we do not want war in the Middle East. We want peace, stability, prosperity. There's no question for everybody there in the Middle East. And I don't think that we're going to end up sending troops. I would not want us to send troops directly on the ground. Now, we certainly need increased naval forces over there, and we may have to do some airstrikes. But we don't want troops on the ground in the zone of conflict between Israel and Hamas right now. We don't want to do that. But we certainly need a strong reaction. We needed a stronger stance beforehand, one that was formidable and one that people would trust and respond to. And unfortunately, we didn't have that strong stance beforehand.
You know, you mentioned that the Biden administration's approach to foreign policy, simply telling adversarial nations, don't. Not exactly a resounding warning there. How do you think we should project strength on the global stage?
Well, weakness invites aggression. We know that. We've seen that across the world. In every corner of the world, we've seen Russia and China and North Korea and Iran, and Iran's proxies now pushing wherever they go. The way we do it is exactly how I did it in high school. I never got in a fight in high school, and the reason why I say I never got in a fight in high school is because I was ready, willing, and able at all times to stand up against anybody that wanted to push back against me, and that's what we have to be able to do. Our foes need to fear us, and our friends need to trust us, and right now, neither is happening.
You mentioned that Congress is, the House has revamped its schedule this week. Some bills sort of indirectly or directly related to Iran coming to the floor, in particular one that you wrote.
Yeah, this week, because of what happened over the weekend, Leader Scalise pulled up about 16 or 17 bills that relate to either increased sanctions against Iran or increased pressure against Iran. And my bill, the No Technology for Terror Act, is one of those. That restricts and further restricts exports of U.S. goods that ultimately ends up in the hands of Iran that gets used in drones like we saw participating in the attack this last weekend. Mm-hmm. I don't think that U.S. American goods and component parts need to show up in those Iranian drones, and so my bill actually prevents that. We hope we get that passed this week.
Folks, again, that is U.S. Congressman Nathaniel Moran with us here in the KTBB studio, and we thank him for stopping by earlier. More from that interview throughout the newsday. KTBB News Time, 7:56.
Selling your home doesn't have to be stressful. You just need the right real estate agent that you can trust. Hi, it's Glenn Beck, and when it comes to real estate in East Texas, the agents I would work with, the Burks team from REMAX Professionals. Whether it's choosing a great selling price or knowing how to correctly market your home, the Burks team is the right choice for you. I met with them, I know them, and I can say the Burks team is committed to giving you the best experience when it comes to buying and selling a home. They have decades of experience and use cutting-edge technology. The Burks team, they have an amazing home value estimator that'll give you in a matter of seconds what your home is worth, the value of your home today. So if you're curious to find out what that is, go directly to the website, TylerHouseHunters.com. Once your curiosity is piqued, you can contact them directly. Let the Burks team use their skills and marketing strategies to sell your home quickly and for the most amount of money possible. Nobody markets better than the Burks team. Go to TylerHouseHunters.com now.
Another happy Safe Light customer.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
There I was, driving down the highway, and a rock flies up and cracks my windshield. Are you kidding me? I asked for recommendations, and everyone saying the same thing. Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace. I booked an appointment at SafeLight.com, and they came to me for free. It was that easy.
Cracked windshield? Go to safelight.com now to schedule your free mobile service and let SafeLight come to you. Conditions may apply.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Elwin Henderson can tell you that peripheral neuropathy is no joke.
I have diabetes type 2 and had gotten to the point that I was having major problems at night with pain shooting through my feet, numbness, and burning. I'd wake up 4 or 5 times at night feeling like my feet were on fire.
Most health practitioners treat peripheral neuropathy with medication. Neuropathy Treatment Clinic is different.
So I scheduled an appointment to come down for an assessment, got the assessment, and they said, yeah, we're certain we can help you. I can sleep all night now. I can walk without my toes feeling like they're not there. I'll just simply say, anybody who is having neuropathy issues, you need to give these guys a call and give them a shot.
Between 80 and 90% of Neuropathy Treatment Clinic patients get significant relief, safely and non-invasively. Visit NervePainTyler.com. Medicare and many major insurance plans are welcome. Life begins when pain ends. Go to NervePainTyler.com.
Since 1968, Papacitas is an East Texas tradition and one of the original Tyler Tex-Mex restaurants. It's a family-owned original. South Broadway in Tyler, across from Walmart Supercenter. Fresh, handcrafted Mexican food. The best queso in East Texas and a full bar. Order online for pickup or delivery at papacitasoftyler.com. Papacitas encourages you to support local independent businesses. For over 50 years, Papacitas of Tyler, South Broadway, and online at papacitasoftyler.com.
KTBB News Time, 7:59 on this Tuesday morning, and a good morning to you, East Texas. Thank you for joining us, and I hope your day is going great so far. Melissa, what's coming up in news?
A former Longview ISD employee pleads guilty to injuring students, and a local ISD names its lone finalist for superintendent. Andrew, how about weather?
We are going to see mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and a few rumbles of thunder for our day on Tuesday. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK, meteorologist Andrew Salmon.
Thank you, sir. Folks, 69 degrees right now in Tyler, 70 degrees in Longview. Stay tuned for Andrew's complete forecast coming to you just after the top of the hour. Also, some great talk shows, of course. Sean Hannity at 2 o'clock today. Jimmy Failla with Fox Across America at 11. On the Glenn Beck Show, big cuts to the workforce at Tesla. That's right after the local news. Fox News coming to you next.
Your only local news radio, 97.5 KTBB-FM, Troop Tyler Longview, KTBB Tyler.
This hasn't happened in 148 years. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News, the House, will deliver impeachment articles to the Senate today for a cabinet secretary.
The Biden border catastrophe is the number one priority of House Republicans, and it remains the number one priority of the American people.
House Speaker Mike Johnson tells Fox the Senate must hold a trial on the articles accusing the head of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, of ignoring laws allowing record illegal immigration. But the Senate's Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there is no crime here, and there may not be a trial.
As I've said repeatedly, impeachment should never be used to settle a policy disagreement. That would set a horrible precedent for the Congress.
Speaker Johnson also tells Fox they will not follow the Senate's lead on the stalled foreign aid bill.
The will of the House is to address it in single subjects.
Meaning separate votes this week on military aid to Ukraine and Taiwan and Israel. It's war cabinets met again after the Israeli military leader vowed to respond to Iran's weekend attack, though most of the drones or missiles were shot down. Fox's Trey Yingst is standing next to the shell of one of them in Tel Aviv.
This is about 70% of the entire missile that was launched.